Well, first it was Jukebox Saturday Night, a warehouse full of 50s and 60s memorabilia. In 1994, the well-known Rainforest Cafe's concept became a reality. Now it's T-Rex, a family adventure in Kansas City, which will also open in downtown Orlando. And if that isn't enough, there's an Asian-themed restaurant complex, Yin and Yak, which debuts in Disney's Animal Kingdom in July of 07. What a guy. It's a pleasure to welcome the man who started it all, Stephen Schussler, and he's originally from Far Rockaway, New York, would you believe? Good morning, Stephen.
How are you? Thank you so much for receiving us today.
It's a pleasure. I just was going through some of your background, and interestingly enough, I went to PS44 in the Rockaways.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a small world.
Yeah, would you believe that?
Well, growing up in Far Rockaway, New York is... it really prepared you for the future. I'll tell you that it was a very diverse place back then.
You're going to need to. I know we've got you on your cell phone, so you're going to need to speak up just a little bit. But because we want to go to this whole T-Rex concept, first of all, when I look at the menu, you all must have sat around there and had one heck of a time just laughing and putting menus and names together, because there's some really funny stuff on there.
We sure did. We spent an awful lot of time among a group of about 30 people deciding what names. We had contests. We even spoke with paleontologists to make certain that whenever possible, there was an educational message associated with the food.
And a great menu it is. Give us a little background on how the T-Rex thing came about.
Well, dinosaurs have never really been exploited. When I grew up in New York, and we had a field trip and we went to a museum, I would come home thinking it was a boneyard. It was a place for uprooted dinosaur bones. They never had skin on them. They were never animatronic. They were never interactive and fun, entertaining. So we wanted to create something that was first educational and entertaining. Obviously, the food had to be off the charts and had to be great, because people come once for the wow factor, but they come back for good quality food and service. And I think we did a great job in choosing Landry's as a partner, because their whole pretext in being in the food business is to serve quality food and service.
Exactly. And then, of course, you've got a lot of experience from the Rainforest franchises, and so I guess it was a fairly easy transition once you had the concept together, I would think.
Yes. Once we had the concept together, we've been in research and development for over 8 years on T-Rex, and the other concept you were talking about is actually called Yak and Yetis. A Yak and Yetis, and Yak is, of course, an animal, and Yeti is the abominable snowman, and it's going to be opening up in Asia inside Animal Kingdom, Disney's Animal Kingdom. So we're really excited about that one as well. But both of these concepts we developed in Golden Valley, Minnesota, in our warehouses.
Now, it looks like you're actually going to open that before the T-Rex project. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. We'll open up that next July. Right. In Disney's Animal Kingdom, and then February of 2008, we'll actually open up T-Rex at Downtown Disney.
Now, give us a feeling for what the people can expect when they walk in the door at T-Rex.
Well, what they would expect is over-sensory experience, one that excites every one of your five senses, literally. First is obviously the visual, and it's just it's multiple colors, it's multi-layered, and it's a multi-thought process. We even have tens of thousands of dollars worth of fossils in the men's room and ladies' room, which is called T-Rex and She-Rex. Everything has been well thought out. The attention to detail is actually over the top.
Now, did you have to create these fossils, or how did you put all this together? I mean, obviously, it wasn't just lying around in a corner store.
No, we had to actually buy fossils. There are people that work full-time in Minnegasca, in parts of Africa, in parts of Uruguay, Argentina, all over the world, just digging fossils to sell to people like me that use them for educational and entertaining values. So we've spent an awful lot of research and time and money to develop the contacts to literally make ourselves known all over the world before we open, so that we can properly address the concerns of schools, students, and paleontologists. So we had to walk a fine line with what was acceptable to be unearthed, what had to be left alone, what countries we could bring them in from. A lot of work and a lot of time went into it.
Now, I'm sure that when you first opened T-Rex, and I would think you're hiding behind a rock there somewhere just to catch the expressions on the people's faces when they came in the door. Give us a feeling for what went on, what you saw when you first opened.
Well, for weeks before we opened, we would watch the butts of all the people that were lined up at the glass doors looking in.
Right.
And every day we'd have to wipe the fingerprints and the lip prints off the windows. So I got a great deal of pleasure watching and listening both before, during, and after. And we really listen closely to what our guests say, and we react very quickly to their concerns if they have them. And I got to tell you, overwhelmingly, people were just flabbergasted by the fact that we had Build-A-Dino, which is produced by Build-A-Bear. It's the first time that's ever been done,
right.
Which is an incredible experience. The gig experience they enjoyed, the mine experience, they loved the food. And I think overwhelmingly most people said they'd come back not only for the experience but the quality of the food. So we're getting a kick out of it. And there are things that people recommended that we change in one way or another, whether it be too cool in one area or they would say was too bright in another area or not bright enough. I mean, we react very, very fast. That's the whole idea of having an inclusive relationship with our guests.
You know, you're absolutely right. If one sits back and listens to their clients or customers, you do get a lot of input, and it's important, because with all the planning that one puts into these things, you can't possibly touch on everything. So that is very important, and of course with these theme things, there's a great amount of kids and the adults and ourselves. It's got to be a great amount of kid in you to be able to come up with these concepts. And so now let's just move, if we can, over to the Asian debut in Disney's Animal Kingdom, because that apparently is opening in, as you say, in 2007. And are you actually calling it Ying and Yak? I love that name.
No, it's actually going to be called Yak and Yetis. And Yak is an animal that lives in the Himalayas, and Yeti is a name for the abominable snowman.
Oh, okay.
And so the idea of Yak and Yeti is that it sounds cool. It's fun. There's also a very famous hotel called Yak and Yetis, which is in the Himalayas. And so we're calling it Yak and Yetis, and it's a 300-seat table service restaurant and a 200 QSR, which is quick service restaurant as well, next to one another in Disney's Animal Kingdom. We can't be any more excited about it. Disney just opened up a $1 billion ride in Disney's Animal Kingdom, and our restaurant will be about 100 yards away from there.
And what kind of menu? I'm sure you haven't worked out all the details, but how are you leaning towards? Is it going to be Asian dishes? Will there be?
It will be Asian fusion, which will be a combination of American Asian food with actual Asian food, because we want to hit the masses. We want to make sure that the guests that go to Disney walk away with a very pleasurable dining experience, and as well as the Asian customers that come to Disney. So we really want to hit on all four cylinders, if I might say that, and make certain. So we're in test kitchens literally every week with our partners at Landry's Seafood Restaurants, and I should say Landry's restaurants. Their experience in food with over 300 restaurants goes the whole gamut from steak to fish to pizzas and salads. So we're going to add a lot of Asian dishes and make it an Asian fusion experience. But also we're going to have some American dishes, you know, just in case somebody wants a hamburger and they're waiting in line at our Yak and Yeti's fast food service. We want to make certain that they don't come up and they don't see something that they like and have to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
A combination of different foods.
Now, the T-Rex is actually going to open in downtown Disney. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. In downtown Disney, it's approximately 200 yards away from the Rainforest Cafe that we've created. That's now 11 years old and still going strong.
That's absolutely super. Stephen, we thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us. It's an exciting life that you've been leading. As you say, it's not done yet. We're looking forward to the opening of these two restaurants. And maybe we can chat down the road a little bit with some updates on how things are going.
We're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to your listeners being the first among the guests to eat there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I think that's really going to be an exciting project, and I think that we're all looking forward to Stephen's hard work in bringing this to us.